For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. 20 years ago, Nashville had a theme park.
Welcome to Opryland, USA, where the beautiful Tennessee woods are alive with music and fun.
Opryland, USA, sat in a curve of the Cumberland River, now home to a giant mall. It had roller coasters, southern-themed restaurants, and live country music reviews. Memories of rides like the Screamin' Delta Demon are still traded like gold amongst longtime Nashvillians, as are the rumors of why it all went away. That was what many listeners asked in our series Curious Nashville. Why did Opryland shut down? We found the answer is sometimes as murky as the waters of the Grizzly River Rampage. The first thing people assume about the closing of Opryland is that the park was losing money. Recent visitors to Opry Mills Mall buy into that theory.
I think what happened was it just wasn't doing the business. It was underperforming from what I understand.
I just assume it was for, lack of enough business to keep it viable. I don't know.
While attendance had been down slightly in the years leading up to its closing, the man who ran the business for most of its history says money was not the problem.
Opryland was successful, and it was successful when they shut it down. We weren't losing money. It was still a successful park.
Former Gaylord CEO Bud Wendell stepped away from his post early in 1997, and months later, new leadership decided the park should be scrapped in favor of a new fad, shoppertainment. Here's comedian Kathy Griffin in a TV ad from 2000 pitching the concept.
What is it about the shopping and entertainment at Opry Mills that changes people's lives? We call it the Mills Effect.
Wendell is not shy about his opinion of that decision.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen. And the people that were responsible for it, I would think today would look back on it and say, yeah, it was a dumb decision, but they felt they could get a greater return on that piece of acreage out there if it were a mall as opposed to a theme park. America's only musical theme park.
The people responsible for turning Opryland into Opry Mills Mall included the man who filled Wendell's shoes for a few years, Terry E. London. In addition to the mall, London had another vision for Gaylord: corner the market for Christian music online. The entertainment world was in the middle of an internet land grab, and after selling the park, London had Gaylord buy up ChristianMusic.com's. But the internet bubble burst, and London was pushed out as Gaylord's fortunes plummeted far below where it had been when the park was still open. At the time of its closing, London told local media that Opryland would not have been able to keep up with high-tech investments by other parks. But its closest competitor has survived.
Come on out to Dollywood. We're sliding down a mountain. Makes you feel real good.
A recent study commissioned by the Pigeon Forge-based entertainment complex shows it now has an annual economic impact of more than $1.5 billion. Beyond the benefits to Nashville's tourism industry that Opryland might have had, Wendell says the city really misses another important aspect that came along with the park.
And one of the things that has bothered me as much as anything about that has been the fact that we hired about 4,000 young people, you may have been one of them, every year. We trained them, we watched carefully over them, we had activities for them. They had their own ball teams, we had dances, and that disappeared just like that. Jobs for 4,000 youngsters. Nobody ever thought about that. Nobody, I guess, still ever thinks about it.
Wendell says at least once a year, he'll hear rumors about some group or other who say they want to build a new park. But nothing has come of it, at least not yet. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.
For country fun, there is only one. Opryland stands alone. Top of the charts in America's heart. Our country's country home. Irresistible, original and tuneful. This is where it all began. Come touch the stars, it's a legend across the land. Opryland, is it the original country?